Proclamation number 0421 of 16th of May, 1938. Success of the researchers. And inner voice. Link. Predictions. Recognize the divine spirit. In connection with the all-encompassing divine love, by absorbing the spiritual truths, you acquire a treasure of spiritual goods that surpasses all human knowledge. Never can the deep intervention of the divinity into the life on earth be recognized with the earthly mind. Only he who listens and ponders in the heart will reach there where truth is hidden. My child, put yourself in the position of a serious researcher and enlightenment-desiring person, who in all love for truth does not find the right understanding from the simple tones of the heart's voice. He has been offered an abundance of teachings, and his effort was dedicated to the full investigation of these. The most childlike form, the most urgent heartfelt plea to the Heavenly Father. That is what all these researchers for the truth are missing. Years of work cannot bring them success, when the most intimate devotion to the Savior in a short time brings the earthly child. Oh, far above such wisdom researchers. Even if your sense and aspiration is good, how easily could you achieve all this, and by which detours do you seek to reach the goal? For the spiritual activity is always only conditioned by love. Withdraw from life on earth, and desire to take part in the spiritual life. And gates will be opened to you, and you will look into an environment which can satisfy you far more than empty science, which was built up and rationally explained only on intellectual knowledge. Thus the spiritual maturity begins to develop in you far earlier than can ever happen through wise and trained forces. The law distributes where faith is deep, and only this inner faith guarantees you also the understanding of his teachings. For the number of those to whom this area is alien, who strictly adhere to earthly boundaries and could not yet feel the extraordinary power of the Godhead in their hearts, a day will also come when the truth will be revealed to them. A day when everything that is normal will be changed. A day where their thinking activity stops and they will only look and not be able to understand. And then the human mind will deal with these problems, and suddenly a wonderful experience begins in their hearts. The seeker will be considered and find. The seeker will recognize. And all this out of love. And to those who love, the Lord approaches and directs them in the wisest way. They fall under his spell, from which they cannot escape, because they must love when the love of the Lord embraces them. Words of incomparable power and effect will flow from the mouth of him who lets himself be guided without hesitation by the love of the Lord. And such a man must then do completely as the Lord prescribes. Why then do you want to doubt, you who will then recognize the power of love in yourselves? That is man's noblest task, to be a link between heaven and earth. To have no will of his own except that which the Godhead demands. These are the fingers of the Lord. They convey the word that the Lord himself gives to the children on earth. They are the spiritual helpers for building for eternity. Life on earth without divine representatives of the highest will would be much more difficult to live. The Lord has wisely mentioned the mediators between heaven and earth in order to speak through them to his own. The one who addresses himself directly to the Heavenly Father in all intimacy also has the task of communicating the extraordinary grace that he receives to his dear neighbor. But it is precisely this task that is so rarely recognized. The will of the Lord must visibly intervene there, and this will happen in a short time. Forces inexplicable to mankind will be expressed, but will bring enlightenment to the spiritual seeker. Those who serve me will certainly hear nothing else but my highest own voice, and no power on earth will be able to drown out this my voice. And because this time is near, I again urge you all to pay attention to everything that comes from above, and not to slacken in wrestling and praying, because this will give you strength to remain loyal to me and to recognize every event as my will. Those who are devoted to the Lord are indeed small in number, but where they work in my name, they will achieve great things and spread light that will shine in a wide radius. They shall be strengthened when they need it, because who fights for my kingdom will be strong against the enemy. The power will continuously flow to him, until evil is defeated and good has triumphed. And those whom I send to you, you shall hear, and you shall feel in your heart who are mine. Because where my power connects with the earth, there the earthly child accomplishes extraordinary things through me. And when you hear these, you will want to enter my kingdom. Amen.